And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, finding the real thing. And this is not a commercial for Coca-Cola. Also, Pastor Miles McPherson going to be joining us to talk about 20 years of Toys for Joy with The Rock Church. Looking forward to that. We then examine the everlasting seed, and then we're going to close it out with a straight talk brief return.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, and my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's a CB. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Carrier Air Conditioning's agreement with President-elect Donald Trump that they will keep 1,000 jobs in Indiana is drawing praise from both Republicans and Democrats. Outgoing Indiana Senator Dan Coats says the deal sends a powerful message.
I think thousands and maybe tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of workers woke up today and said, my gosh, he's not even president yet, and he's figured out how to save 1,000 jobs.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Trump deserves credit for brokering the deal, which the air conditioning company says will keep the jobs in Indiana instead of moving them to Mexico. The federal government's ethics office has tweeted congratulations to Donald Trump for what it calls a total divestiture of his business interests while he's president. The president-elect tweeted Wednesday that he would announce next week his plans to step back from his company while he is president. Meredith McGehee at the Government Reform Group Issue 1 says handing over control of his businesses to his children won't be enough to avoid conflict of interest problems.
He remains legally the owner of the companies and thus liable under many laws for anything that runs afoul of the law by his enterprises.
More troubling news from fire-weary eastern Tennessee. Sevier County Mayor Larry Waters says the wildfire burning in Gatlinburg has claimed more lives.
We have recovered three more bodies. We are now up to a total of seven that we have recovered.
Meanwhile, as if fires weren't enough, tornadoes have ravaged areas of the south, including Athens, Tennessee. Mayor John Gentry says he's not sure why there were no deaths from the tornado in Athens.
And I don't get into why the good Lord allows things to happen. He's a much higher authority than I am. We're just going to thank him.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points. The Nasdaq, however, dropped by 56 and the S&P lower by 6. Crude oil up to $49.44 a barrel. This is SRN News.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. If I were to ask what trials you're facing, I'm sure the collective response would run the gamut from financial trials to health concerns, from disappointment to a general fear about the future. None of us is untouched by the concerns of this world. And the way things are going in our nation lately, concern for the future is likely weighing even more heavily on all our hearts and minds. I'm so thankful that even in the midst of what looks like a hopeless situation, when life seems to have lost its purpose, when we feel ineffective and even adrift, God is working out His purposes. Be encouraged today, knowing that the difficulties we face refine us like precious metals, teaching us to rely on our good and faithful God, and ultimately allowing us the chance to testify to His goodness and grace. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
For your love. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Pastor Miles McPherson going to be joining us in a little bit. We've got a DDD that we're going to do prior. A couple things I do want to let you know. Don't forget about our mobile app, our KPRZ mobile app. It is free. There's a gold version now, but that too is invisible, so you can't get that yet. So you can do it for iPhone or you can do it for Android, either one of those. I'm looking at the weather outside. It's really nice. I'm looking at the traffic. Not as bad as one would anticipate it maybe is going to become. So patience again if you're on the road in any capacity, and patience if you're at your computer at work, patience if you're at your house listening on a radio, and patience no matter what. Even if you're not a doctor, you still got to have patience. Okay? All right. That's old, but cute. Let's do this DDD as we are going to be exiting a little bit earlier than normal on this segment so we can take care of Pastor Miles. Here's the title of this. Find the real thing. Has nothing to do with Coke. Find the real thing. Coca-Cola, not a part of this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says this. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, from a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. So the scripture says something interesting. It says, purified your souls by obedience to the truth, so that you can understand what's being talked about there. It's the response to the truth that brings the purification of our souls, both from a judicial justification point of view and from a sanctification point of view. You are justified, past tense, in the purification of your soul, but there is a practical application that's going on in the purification of your life. These both come in connection to obedience or responding to the truth. You want to be pure? You want to be truly pure? Judicially, the way you do that is you believe God's testimony regarding His Son. You want to be practically pure, walking in the ways of Jesus Christ, then be practically applying and living by the truth as declared by God in Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. Keeping it easy, we're those goofy, goofy people that believe simple, simple things like God can create the universe, He can write a book. God told us in Isaiah 40:22, 1,500 years before science, the earth was round. Oops, I guess they missed that one. But if you were a Bible reader, you'd have known it long before anybody else. So when they talk about the flat earthers, they're not talking about Bible people. They're talking about people that never read the Bible. Can't read Isaiah 40 without understanding that the Bible is circular, or the earth is circular. So, you know, earth is flat, earth is flat. Well, not according to the Bible. Oh, you mean if we'd read that thing? Yeah, one of those. Here's what the scripture really leans to, though. Ready? Have a sincere love. A sincere love is just not a fake love. Don't go to church and smile at people that you don't care about. Like, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. No, everybody who thinks they're getting away with that, nobody gets away with that. The Lord sees everything. Remember Ananias and Sapphira. Have a sincere love. If you don't have a genuine love for the people of God, ask God to give you a love. Help me to love the people that you have, Lord. Help me to love all of them with a sincere heart. That sincerity is defined in two ways. The sincerity is defined by an earnest love and a pure heart love. An earnest love is an intense, serious, sincere love. And a pure love, a pure heart love, is an unpolluted or not contaminated. If you've been hurt by people and then you bring that hurt into how you love them, you're contaminating that love. Let's say you've been in a relationship. Let's say you're a guy, been in a relationship with a girl, and something went wrong. If you then bring that contamination into the next relationship, you're wounding it. You're bringing it. You have to be aware of that. And we have to be aware of that when we're dealing with one another. Because we can't bring in pains and wounds and drop them on other people because somebody else did something. It's not person B's fault that person A did something. And it's not fair to drop that on them. So in our sincere, genuine love, we need to be careful in things like that. We need to be mature. Scripture says to put away childish things. And that's what we need to do. Put away those things that make us childlike and function in things that are better, better suited in maturity, better suited in wisdom. All right? So a pure heart, not contaminated, earnestly, which is intensity, seriousness, and sincerity. And that's how we need to be interacting and engaging in a sincere love, okay? All right, we're going to take our break. I think we're going to take our break now, then come back. And when we return, we'll have Pastor Miles McPherson on the phone. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What's the best kind of data? Unlimited data. That's why Boost Mobile is introducing our Unlimited Gigs plan. You heard that right? Unlimited gigs of data for just $50 a month. Metro PCS only gives you 8 gigs of 4G LTE for that much. Even a kid knows unlimited gigs is better than 8.
Duh.
And now you even get a free Samsung Galaxy J3 when you switch to Boost Mobile's Unlimited Gigs plan. So you can stream more, snap more, and fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. So what would you rather get, 8 gigs or unlimited gigs? It's that simple. Ditch Metro's 8 gig limit. Switch to Boost Mobile's Unlimited Gigs plan and get yourself a free Samsung Galaxy J3 today. Free phone available only for new $50 activations sporting in at select retailers until 12/31/16 or while supplies last. Limit one device per customer. Includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data. International extra. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution and music at extreme quality. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
I've heard it said that the best way for a child to get a puppy is to beg the parents for a baby brother or sister. They'll settle for a puppy every time. Well, we hear a lot about settling these days. We're told that you can't always get what you want out of life, and so sometimes you have to settle. I'm all for being realistic and aiming for achievable goals, but I'm not in favor of giving up on one's God-given dreams. Jesus said that he came so we might have life and have it to the full. That doesn't sound like settling to me. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's best on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
This is a special announcement to all U.S. taxpayers who owe back taxes to the IRS. In light of the financial pressure many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has established programs making it easier to settle back taxes and ending all collection efforts against you. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your back taxes reduced by up to 90%. To reduce your financial burden during the decline in the U.S. economy, call the Victory Tax Solutions Hotline at 800-352-4757. Wage garnishments, liens, levies, audits, payroll taxes, penalties, and fees can now be stopped through this special program. If you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, you can now settle your tax problem and in some cases reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. Call the Victory Tax Solutions Hotline now to see if you qualify at 800-352-4757. 800-352-4757. That's 800-352-4757.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. That's our email. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. It would be good to stay current on stuff like that. Best way, of course, to stay current is stay connected to Jesus. On the phone with us, Pastor Miles McPherson, the past senior pastor of the Rock Church, who, by the way, now going this year into their 20th year of Toys for Joy. Wow, Pastor. That's impressive. Talk to me about the Toys for Joy.
Yeah, 20 years ago, we were doing a youth crusade called Miles Ahead Crusades, and we wanted to do something in addition to invest in the community and the needs of the community. So in partnership at that time with Victory Outreach in National City, I give a shout-out to those brothers. Those are my boys. We had a one-night event in one location, and people came and gave toys away, gave the gospel. And now we have four locations 20 years later. And we're looking at over 20,000 people that will serve as we did last year.
I mean, it's just an incredible number. I mean, it's so impressive in and of itself. I do want people to know a couple of things for points of contact. First of all, you can always go to sdrock.com, and right on the website is information for Toys for Joy, plus toys-for-joy.org. is a direct website to get more information. And when you're talking about four schools or four locations, you're talking about Lincoln High School, El Cajon Valley High School, San Marcos High School, and Southwest High School. Is that just a mammoth project for the church?
You know, it is a mammoth project. The lady organizer, Debbie Smith, has been with me literally for about 19 years. And she's been in every single one of these. Actually, she's 20 years. She's been in every single one of these. And she organizes it. It is so painless for me because amazing, amazing people are organizing it. We'll have our goal is 4,000 volunteers, 20,000 toys. We'll give away over 100,000 articles of clothing. And everybody also takes home a bag of food. And we'll feed them while they're there. They have music. They hear the gospel. And we have people line up the night before on the street to get in line to get be first in the toy room. All the gymnasiums of those schools will be full of toys. We still need about 7,500 toys to get to 20,000. And people can go online at the toys-for-joy, or just go to sdrock.com and go to our website. You can donate money. For every $5 people donate, we can get a toy. So it's a lot cheaper than buying a toy. And so every $100, we have 20 toys. But we'll get up to 20,000 or plus. We never run out. No one kid ever walks away without a toy. And they also get clothes, which is an amazing thing because some kids come there with one in five kids living in poverty in San Diego. They don't have clean clothes to go to school with every day. And we've had kids come up and say, I don't want a toy. I need clothes because they don't want to go to school wearing the same clothes. And so you could donate clothes as well. We have two thrift stores in San Diego, one in Point Loma on Rosecrans and one in El Cajon. Everything's on our website, sdrock.com. We're hoping to bless a lot of families, and we know we will. Every year, people line up all around the block, And we have thousands of volunteers that are going to love on these people.
Yeah, and I want people to understand that at these events, you've got toys for the kids, ages 0 to 11. You got lunch, you got a free lunch, entertainment, kids' activities, giveaway, free groceries, free clothing, special needs supports. I mean, you guys are going all out. And then there's this level of entertainment where, in the sense where you're blessing the people and you're giving them an opportunity to enjoy the time and to maybe, you know, pull back from some of the fiercer winds that are going all around their lives, and then sharing the gospel with them. And you've had a chance to minister to you know, thousands upon thousands, to for people to volunteer with you, to connect to you guys. Should they just go to sdrock.com and there should be like a tab there for volunteering?
There'll be a tab for Toys for Joy, and they'll be able to get all the information to volunteer. And key, I would highly encourage you, if you're not going to come out and get a toy, if you don't need one, come serve. Bring your kids and show your kids how blessed they are and give them a chance to give versus receive. My grandson is two. He was there last year, and he did not get anything. He came to give. And so we always should come out there and be willing to serve. It is free. It is free. It is free. And it is for everyone. Everyone's welcome. So we don't want to turn anybody away. And so if you have a neighbor, if you're listening, and you say, look, you know, Christmas is tough for me, please come. Bring as many people as you can. We would love to run out of toys. We just want to reach as many people as possible. So if you're not going to come get a toy, please come and serve. And again, learn to give back based on how God has blessed you.
Yeah, that's an excellent element that you guys are doing for the community. So we certainly at KPRZ want to thank you for doing it. And we encourage the audience, listen, you can give. If you're not in a capacity to give, you can volunteer. There's sponsorships. There's partnerships. You can connect to this and be a part of this. And this event's taking place Saturday, December 10th, a big event that's taking place. And it basically runs 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get connected to the church. Get connected to what they're doing and be a part of the San Diego community, Christian community, making outreach for everybody. Excellent job, Pastor. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. And I would tell people it starts at 9, but I would get there a lot earlier than that. But again, there'll be toys for everybody, clothes for everybody, food to take home, and food to put in your belly before you leave, haircuts, all kind of stuff. I think we even have gifts and food for dogs. So bring your dog.
this is now being extended to a pet invitation. So I want people to get that. So make sure the dog's on a leash, but you can bring the dog as well. And as the pastor was saying, 9 a.m. is when it starts, which means you better get there a lot earlier than 9, because it's going to be rocking, it's going to be happening, and it's going to be a great blessing. So thank you, Pastor Miles. That's just awesome. God bless you, brother. Thank you for the church and the work you guys do.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check that out. It is going to be a fantastic event. Pastor Miles doing another great job. I just encourage you to go to their website. You can either go to sdrock.com. That's one way to do it. You can go to toys-joy. Just shoot me. toys-for-joy.org. Just go to SD Rock, and there's this big link, and you just Toys for Joy. And you touch it. That's all you got to do. You can always call the church, 619-226-7625, to get more information. 619-226-7625. Great job. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. The Dave Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hi, this is David Spoon. Hey, persecution against Christians has never been greater. And our brothers and our sisters around the world are losing their jobs, their homes, and even their lives, and all because of their faith in Jesus. And for those living in areas affected by ISIS or who have fled the terror group, they're desperate for the most basic of needs. food. And right now, through the incredible ministry of Open Doors, you can provide food for a refugee family for an entire month with your gift of $50. Now, for 60 years, Open Doors has depended on the support of generous donors to provide critical support to persecuted Christians in more than 60 countries around the world. But the need is so great right now, and it's getting more intense. Your gift today of $50 will feed a family for an entire month. To find out more, call 888-860-3862 or go online to kprz.com.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to thank Pastor Miles for jumping on board. That was fun. Always good. I mean, Toys for Joy, 20 years. I mean, come on. That is a long time to be doing any kind of ministry, any kind of element like that. That's just fantastic work, and we think that's top-notch. All right, so our timing is all off, and so we're going to just – I'm just going to talk for a few minutes. We're going to exit at our normal, like, 30, 31 time. I'm going to change it all. See, now Terminator Todd is running the show this week. So, Todd, you can say hi. It's all right. Nobody's going to get mad at you.
Hello.
That's good.
That was really good.
So with sometimes with guests, because of their schedule, we have to rearrange our schedule. Sometimes it works that way. Sometimes it doesn't. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to take 2 or 3 minutes. Then I'm going to exit, and we're going to kind of fold it right back in, because my next DDD, I decided, is just too important to ignore. It's called the Everlasting Seed. We're going to do that in the next segment. So for these next 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes, I just want to share with you something. One of the things that I'm discovering as I'm becoming, I'm a young Christian. And by young, I'm 39 years in the Lord, which is young. I mean, that's not old in the Lord. Old in the Lord is like 2,000 years. That'd be old in the Lord. I'm young. But in this process, I'm learning that there is at no point where you stop learning, period. There is at no point, and I think that the Apostle John would be probably the best testimony of this, who was the apostle that lived the longest, was one of the most extensive writers in the New Testament, always growing, always going through these different processes as he was developing and continually becoming like Christ. Imagine being at his age on the island of Patmos and getting the revelation that he wrote about in the book of Revelation at that age, still learning, still growing, and still processing. The reason I bring that up is a lot of people know I am continuing my formal education as well as my personal education. So I'm in the middle of my master's process, and that's been challenging, interesting, fun, actually, more this time around because I don't feel the same amount of pressure. I just want to do it because I'm interested in it. But my encouragement is to never get to a point where you know enough where you don't need anything. I don't need to read the Bible anymore. You know, I've had the opportunity to read the New Testament well over 100 times, the Old Testament probably at the 30, somewhere between the 30, 35, 40 range. It changes every time I say the number because I can't remember because I forget. But I still do not believe that I have cracked anything that's in that book from the depth of wisdom that's there. And so my encouragement is just to never stop learning, never stop growing, never think you've got enough, you know enough, it's done enough. You should never be done. And when you stand before the Lord, you'll probably get a pretty big dose of how far away we all really were. But for right now, continue to pursue, continue to grow, continue to learn. Never stop growing in that process of getting to know the Lord, knowing the Lord, knowing about the Lord, knowing about his word, knowing the processes of people's lives. Never stop. At what point would you have a daughter and she turns 15 and you would say, you know, you're 15 and I've spent enough time with you and now I don't want to get to know you anymore. Now I'm done. You don't do that. Well, why would we do that with God and what he teaches? What he has for us, right? Okay. All right, we're going to take our break here and then come back, get into our DDD Everlasting Seed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Sweet little Sheila, you
know if you see her. More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And so I bought a journal, and I decided to write down, my goal was to write down one thing every day that I was thankful for.
Well, finding ways to change your perspective can have a powerful impact, and Tricia Lott Williford reflects on how she changed her outlook toward her husband on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
One thing that I noticed that he did, one thing that blessed me, something that encouraged me, just one thing every day. And so I started keeping track, and I would write down things like, Rob brought me flowers today after work, or Rob helped me fold the laundry tonight. Small things like that to give me a different lens, a different way of viewing him. And it gave me such a sharp eye. And once I realized that once I started looking for one thing every day, then I found three things or five things or six or seven.
So it worked.
It really did. It just transformed my thinking.
Hear more from Tricia at familyminute.org.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, I'm going to teach you now using finger puppets. Here we go. Okay. How was that? Was that good? Okay. We're going to do our DDD. It's called Everlasting Seed. This is a very, it's not theological in how I'm going to talk about it, but underneath it, ooh, yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like cool, some cool stuff. I remember the first time I encountered this, I was reading in the church that I was a part of in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was sitting at the worship table, like the, you know, where they had the music and all the stuff, and I was playing some worship CDs, and I was looking at this scripture in First Peter, and I don't know what it was, but it just dawned on me, like ding, like a light went off in my head, and I was like, oh, how I didn't understand that before and how I do now. That's what I'm hoping to communicate with you. It's called Everlasting Seed, coming out of First Peter chapter 1 verses 23 through 25. Here's what it says. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Now you hear that, and even I hear that. I'm reading that to you, and I hear that, and I go, what? That's a lot of blah, 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 blah. I mean, I feel like I'm watching the Peanuts, where the teacher talks to Charlie Brown. Well, that's why you have to break it down. That's why you have to look at it piece by piece. Here's the first thing it says. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Stop. Born again is used at least four times in the New Testament. Twice in John chapter 3 and twice in 1 Peter. Born again is not some foreign concept for the mainstream religious people. They go, what's that, born again? Well, I don't know, it's four times in Scripture. That's what it is, right? Not that complex. Born again. When Adam was born, or created, sorry, after he sinned, he died. Remember God said in the day that you were disobedient, you're going to perish. But he didn't perish. He didn't die physically. He died spiritually at the moment. So that our great, 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 great grandfather Adam, everybody born after Adam, born with a deflated spirit towards God. That's what has to be born again. That spirit that rebelled against God. So we're born again. Now watch this. Four different times. But it says this, not of perishable seed. What a fancy way for saying not of human seed. In other words, people perish. People pass away. We're not born again from human seed, but from imperishable. Well, what's imperishable? God, divine seed. In other words, human seed, you're born of that, but that's not how you're born again. You're born again through imperishable, and then the scripture does this. It wants to show us how fleeting perishable seed is, human seed is. So it says this, all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. Human seed, flesh seed, you know, like people seed, is like grass. You know what grass does when the seasons are over? Guess what grass does? I'm from Michigan. You know what it does? It browns out. You ever see grass when it's no longer? It's tougher in San Diego because we have, you know, great weather year-round. In Michigan, when the fall comes and when the winter comes, the grass goes from green to brown to nothing. Well, that's what people do. They brown out. At the winter of life, they die. That's it. We're done. You're dead. See ya. That's not the seed that creates the born-again part of you. Otherwise, you're in trouble. In fact, it even goes as far as to say that the glory of man is like a flower. And you know what a flower does when it's died? I bought my wife 52
flower packages in 52 weeks the first week we were together, the first year we were together. One a week, every week. Every week. You know what all those flowers do after a week? They wilt. They die. They say, I hope you got a nice vase because there's nothing left. And so that's like the glory of man. It wilts. And the enduring power of man. It fades. It browns out. It winters. But you know what lasts forever? Watch this. The Word of God never stops. And because the Word of God never stops, when the Scripture says you're born of imperishable seed, which is the Word of God, that is why you will never stop. You will never cease. You will never end. You will never wilt. You will never fade. You will never wither. You will never brown out. Because you were born again by the Word of God, and the Word of God lives forever. And how you became born again was when the Word of the Lord was taught to you, which it says in this word is the good news that was preached to you, when the gospel was preached to you, and you said, yes, I can, not only do I see that, I submit to that. I surrender to that gospel testimony. I surrender to that truth that I'm a sinner and that I need to be saved and that the enduring blood of Jesus Christ is what makes me clean. And I'll get into that in just a second. When you did that and said yes to the testimony of God, you became born again from the Word of God, and that Word of God never stops. So you never stop. Ooh, wait. You mean, so I'm born again by this thing that goes on forever and ever and ever? Right. That's what keeps you going forever and ever and ever, because God's word never ceases. So he speaks the gospel. You say yes. That word processes in you. You live forever. Now, what's that whole deal on the gospel deal? Why is that good news? It's great simplicity. I'm going to do this for you like a half of an attorney. Ready? Everybody that sins is supposed to die. Everybody got that? If you sin, you're going to die. You're going to die if you sin, right? You sin, you die. Everybody sins, everybody dies. See how everybody dies? Everybody sins. Jesus comes along, watch this, and doesn't sin. But what happens to Jesus at the cross? Think about this. Jesus doesn't sin, but at the cross, he dies. But Jesus wasn't supposed to die because he didn't sin, so he shouldn't have died, right? I mean, if you sin, you die. You don't sin, you don't die. Everybody sinned except for Jesus. He didn't sin, he died. He wasn't supposed to die judicially. He sacrificed his life to die for us, but it wasn't a requirement of law for his transgressions, his actions. It was for ours. So what Jesus did in a nutshell, remember, this is half an attorney. He sued because he got the run to the deal. In other words, he never sinned, but he died. He wasn't supposed to die. He didn't sin. So he sued. And he sued and he said, everybody who believes in me, they get my righteous life. God the Father went, okay. So here's how this works. The gospel is like a lawsuit. Now follow this simplicity. The gospel is like a lawsuit. Everybody who sins dies. Jesus never sinned. He shouldn't have died. But he died. So he sued. Just think of it in those terms. And everybody who believes in him lives forever. That's how it works. Because the righteous life of Jesus Christ is then put on those people that believe. What I'm trying to tell you is this. When you said yes to the testimony of God, when you said yes to God's commitment and promise to you, when you said, yes, I want to be a part of this, and I understand this, and I surrender to this, and I acknowledge you, God, and it's fantastic, and I love you, and I appreciate it, and all of that, you were born again through the Word of God. And that Word lives forever. So you, as a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, live forever. God's word never fails. God's word never fades. And you were born of that word. Ooh. So it's an everlasting seed. Yeah.
That's it. It's as though it's an everlasting seed. That's exactly what it is. Okay? All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back. We're going to do something different at the end. We're going to do straight talk. You better get ready for that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
This is John MacArthur here with more Portraits of Grace. Have you noticed that we're never really tempted to brag about things we can't do? I've never been tempted to boast about my fantastic mathematical abilities because, frankly, I don't have any. The real temptation is in bragging about what we do well. Yes, even teaching the Bible. I've received letters saying something like, "I've heard you teach and I disagree with everything you say." Someone once told me, "We came to hear you, but we like our pastor better." Well, those encounters remind me that God gives us our abilities and we labor for His glory, dwelling on the praise or worrying over the criticism of others is never the right way to go. Is there a gift God has given you that you prefer taking the credit for? Why not have the thrill of using it for His glory alone and in so doing become a clearer portrait of grace?
And so I bought a journal. And I decided to write down, my goal was to write down one thing every day that I was thankful for.
Well, finding ways to change your perspective can have a powerful impact. And Tricia Lott Williford reflects on how she changed her outlook toward her husband on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
One thing that I noticed that he did, one thing that blessed me, something that encouraged me, just one thing every day. And so I started keeping track. And I would write down things like, Rob brought me flowers today after work. Or Rob helped me fold the laundry tonight. Small things like that to give me a different lens, a different way of viewing him. And it gave me such a sharp eye. And once I realized that once I started looking for one thing every day, then I found three things or five things or six or seven.
So it worked.
It really did. It just transformed my thinking.
Hear more from Tricia at familyminute.org.
Hi, this is Mike O'Brien, CEO of Postings.com. With 50,000 job boards online, how can you possibly know where to post your jobs? You can't, but we do. Postings.com has built our A-plus rating from the BBB by helping businesses post jobs, save time and money, and find amazing people. Whether you're looking for one new employee or dozens, we help you find the most talented candidates while keeping your business compliant with state and federal laws. Check us out at BBB.org. Then post your jobs today at Postings.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hats off to Terminator Todd doing another great job. Before we get into straight talk, I was asked by our very own Cameron John. I just want to make sure we get this. Because he did want to point out that today was a computer interaction, appreciation, connection kind of day. Something along those lines. He was telling me what it was. And the bottom line was it came down as him and I were discussing it. It turned out to really be something that he wanted to promote as he was talking about our show because of the movie War Games. And so if you don't know what War Games is, I'll just tell you it's a 1983 movie with Matthew Broderick. If you're unfamiliar with it, it's a young man finds a backdoor into a military central computer in which it is confused with a game-playing scenario, which possibly could start World War III. It was a kind of a fun movie. The best part about the movie, in a certain sense, was that he was one of the first people in the movies. Now, don't get upset, people. This is kind of entertainment. But he was one of the first people in the movies to go in, hack into his computer system at his school and change his grade from a D to an A. It's
pretty funny. Everybody was thinking, that's all it takes? That's it? You just go in, so. Anyway, if anybody remembers the movie, it was kind of fun, but that Cameron wanted me to mention it, so I said I would. There you go. Do you want to play a game? That's the whole thing. The computer thought it was playing games, but then it turns out that it was really lining up all the military stuff. All right, let's do a return, just a brief return to Straight Talk, and let's do it with our sound, and then we'll get into it.
Give me some straight talk, and a hold of sugar, please. Straight talk, sounds plenty sweet to me.
All right, so this is really kind of a cool one, I think, and it was something that I wrote this morning because I needed to, because I, too, on a regular basis, have to repent just like you. So I want to make sure you understand this straight talk. It has to do with the wisdom of others. Not any one person, not any one collective, so to speak, has all of it. There's so much information, so much to be gained, so much to grow in. The path to the Lord is narrow. It's through Jesus Christ. But once you're in, the love of God is wide as far as the east is from the west. So, and remember, east and west never touch. There's no actual point. Whereas there is a north pole and a south pole, there's no east pole and west pole. Okay. So, we're at a sales lunch, kind of a sales lunchy thing yesterday. And we're just talking about, different things in life and going through different trials and struggles. And one of our chief executives here, one of our chief executive account executives, who's one of the first person I really ever met at KPRZ, his name is Mike Hadley. And Mike Hadley said something that was really kind of interesting. He said, the tough times, listen to this, the tough times often show a person's truest character. The tough times often show a person's truest character. So I'm going to tell you a little confession, and then you can just pray for me and figure it out. So yesterday was a horrendous day. The show went fine, which is like one of the only things that goes fine. My wife was extremely sick. And she slept maybe 17 hours. I mean, that's how sick. So we're talking pretty sick. We're babysitting these two dogs plus our dog in our new apartment, and these dogs are, I don't want to say they're unruly, but they're unruly. And that's going on, and I'm driving home, and by the way, yesterday I got up at 4:15 in the morning to try and help out with everything, then drove into work, did the whole thing at work, drove back, and on the way back, the wife's, can't go. Can you stop at the store for me? So keep in mind, my drive went from 10 minutes to an hour. So now I'm an hour into the drive. Now I have to stop at the store. You go to a store, and if you've ever picked up prescription drugs at 6 o'clock, no matter where you go, it's kind of full. And so you get there, and it's full, and I'm like, oh, I'm just kind of losing it, right? And then I turned to her, and we're in our new place, and I just said to her, you think we made any bad choices because of all that's going on? And I did what I've been telling everybody not to do, the same way that everybody else does it and shouldn't do it either, is started to interpret my circumstance as some kind of voice of God, as like, this is the Lord saying something. And then this morning, I remembered what Mike said about the tough times often shows a person's truest characters. And my first character was, I'm doing something wrong. And that's not the right character to have. So Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4, put it in a better perspective. It says this. Not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Sometimes our suffering produces in us the very revelation that we need to demonstrate what kind of character we have. And I think yesterday when I asked my wife that question, because to be really honest, I love our apartment and I love the decisions we've made, almost all of them, I just think are fantastic. It showed me my lack of character. That my perseverance is wobbly, just like everybody else's, from time to time. And this morning, I decided to see anything good, I would acknowledge it immediately as good and try to complain less. I mean, I just decided in the morning I'm going to complain less because I'm complaining too much. Now I'm second guessing myself and I need to see something good. And within 1 hour, three great things happened. And it was just like, you know, I often concern myself that I'm feeding myself into a tizzy. Or I'm helping feed my own stupidity in my own lack of character. And I have to understand, like everybody else needs to understand, that if we're going through suffering, that does not necessitate that we've made bad decisions, but it does require us to operate in perseverance, and that perseverance creates in us a godly character, and that godly character creates in us an opportunity for hope in everything we encounter. That's how we need to function. That's straight talk. Think of it in those terms, okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.